In 1968, my grandfather enlisted in the United States military and started his career in the National Guard. When he retired over 20 years later at the rank of captain, he continued serving America as a police officer in the same state in which he grew up. He believes in the courage of America, a belief passed down to me, his eldest grandchild. He hoped that his service would kindle the spark of hope alive in America's heart, a hope that despite every obstacle, our country could continue being the United States of America. In spite of the darkness invading our lives, our privilege to vote stands apart from the gloom. My vote, our votes, allow America to carry on its tradition as a symbol of unity for the world. In times such as these, when differences threaten to overwhelm us, our votes count more than ever. In times such as these, when people are afraid to voice their opinions, our votes are louder than our words. In times such as these, our votes alone stand as our thoughts, our dreams, and our hopes. We live in a divided America, separated between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, an America split between blue, red, and independent white. People say, I live in a red state or I live in a blue state, but red, white, and blue are the colors of America. Aren't we all Americans? We are red, we are white, and we are blue. We are Americans. In this time of political division, where we characterize ourselves by the political parties we choose to support, voting is our lighthouse to guide us home. It brings us together out of the fog of controversy and into the dawn of a brighter America. Political differences attempt to cleave the bonds created by humanity, but to me, the shared privilege of voting will always join us together. Voting could not unite America, however, until all Americans shared the privilege. The 15th Amendment gave all races the freedom to vote, while the 19th Amendment granted women the same liberty. It wasn't until the 26th Amendment that Congress established the voting age at 18 years old. In only 1 year, that will be me. Traditionally, my generation hasn't been known for sitting down and opening up a newspaper on a warm Sunday morning to catch up on current events. Many of us are more likely to look at the news on our cell phones or, in rare cases, even turn on the local news broadcast. But no matter where one looks, there is conflict. We see it in our headlines of serious accidents that may be linked to something much darker. We see it in our international affairs when conspirators wonder which world power will be the next to challenge the mighty United States of America. But most prominently, we see in the news the struggle of countless races, religions, and people that seek a future in America. In every story, they are denied. As former President Barack Obama said in his 2004 keynote speech, "In a tolerant America, your name is no barrier to success." Race, religion, and culture are no match for the American will. To me, voting is perseverance. No matter race, no matter religion, no matter culture, an American citizen has the ability and the duty to vote. What else can bring people together like the shared privilege of voting? I come from a small island in a small state in these fine United States. We have one of the oldest synagogues in America, as well as Christian churches and Islamic mosques. We have African American friends, we have Asian American friends, and we have Latino American friends. All of these people are connected, not by race, religion, or culture, but by the American freedom of voting. Voting transcends ordinary obstacles and until it is a concept untouchable by cultural prejudice, untouchable by religious intolerance, and untouchable by racial discrimination. Voting connects all people, regardless of race, religion, or culture, and brings them together with a common goal, to serve America. We are living examples of Aristotle's famous quote, "The whole is greater than the sum of its parts." We are not Democrats, Republicans, or Independents. We are not white Americans, African Americans, Asian Americans, or Latino Americans. We are not Jews, Christians, or Muslims. We are not poor people or rich people. We are Americans. We are dedication. We are courage. We are perseverance. Voting brings us together when everything else in this world tries to tear us apart. In times like these, when the universe seems to be against our unity, voting is the light that delivers us from the darkness. When we can hardly keep ourselves afloat in the ocean waters that threaten to drag us down, voting is the life raft that saves us at the last instant. Although I cannot vote yet due to age, I anxiously await the opportunity. To me, my vote shows that I am part of something bigger than myself. I am part of the United States of America and all of the people that share the common goal of unity.